Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Kent Backus joins us today, talking about the latest tariffs on China in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
Kent Backus is the Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says that the latest tariffs that have been thrown on Chinese goods coming into the United States, not a surprise, as President Donald Trump continues to work to pressure China to come to talk about a trade arrangement with the U.S.
Well, I think, this is just the president following through with his commitment to level the playing field in China. We have known for a while that there was going to be another round of tariffs or ratcheting up tariffs on Chinese goods. Keep in mind, China sends a lot more to the United States than we send to China, so they've got a lot to lose. And so by targeting an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, that creates even more leverage on China to actually make some systemic changes inside their economy. So I think the end goal is to really try to address some of these problems that, where China has essentially stolen intellectual property or forced companies to hand over a lot of their trade secrets if they want to do business there. Beef will continue to be a target, even though we had a small presence there. And other ag commodities are going to be a target as well. But, hopefully, these leverage tariffs will bring the Chinese to the table. And we'll be able to have some kind of negotiated solution.
And while groups like the American Soybean Association, the organization that represents soybean farmers, hit hardest by the retaliatory tariffs put on by the Chinese, they want an end to any more tariffs. They want negotiations. Kim Backus says this is a slow process, and he doesn't see it ending anytime soon.
I don't really see this ending anytime soon, simply because China's digging in and taking a firm position of not wanting to meet with the administration and not wanting to blink, essentially. And so, we're hopeful that this will be resolved, but I think we need to be prepared that it may take additional pressures. It may take additional economic loss in China to bring them to the table. But I think there's no question that the president and the rest of the administration is firmly committed to addressing a lot of these trade issues with China. And hopefully at the end of that whole process, we'll be able to see restored access for U.S. beef and other U.S. ag goods, but also improved access.
Kent Backus on those latest tariffs announced by the Trump administration against the Chinese. Meanwhile, yesterday we got word that the signing of a modernized Korea-United States trade agreement, or CORS, happening with the President Trump. Kevin Kester, president of NCBA, says that while the U.S. beef industry doesn't get any improved access to the Korean market, they're pleased with what we've already gotten through the earlier CORS agreement, as it tore down the barriers that were limiting our access into the Korean market, helping turn South Korea into a leading destination for U.S. beef. According to Kevin Kester, exports to South Korea account for over $1 billion annually over the last 2 years. We applaud President Trump for his leadership in improving CORS for other sectors, and we know that a modernized CORS agreement will allow U.S. beef producers to continue focusing on what we do best, providing safe, high-quality beef for Korean families to enjoy. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check them out. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.